Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. The beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you once again for tuning in with A New Beginnings Ministries. We are on Blog Talk Radio here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock on. We're usually about an hour, and every once in a while it just gets good, and we kind of go past the 8 o'clock hour. But we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you that are tuning in by internet, if you would like to call in and be a part of this interactive Bible study, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, then we will open up the lines for you, and we become an interactive Bible study. And you're probably saying, what is that, if you're a first-time caller? Meaning that if you call in, your number comes up on our monitor, and we open up the mics, and we just have a discussion about whatever we are talking about at the time. So we do thank you for tuning in, and if you do call in, we promise you that we will answer any questions that you have. If you are in need of prayer, there are many ministers that are on who can pray with you and intercess, you know, for you. Amen? So that's all we are. We're just here as a Bible study, just trying to be obedient to the will of God and trying to do what he has ordained us to do. Amen? We're going to have prayer directly after we have prayer. Then we are going to go on into our Bible study. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your time. Lord, we come to say that we love you. We thank you for you being you, a God of all gods, a King of kings, a Lord of lords. Father, we ask that if there is any sin that you see within us, Heavenly Father, that you would just cleanse us, Heavenly Father, that you would move that, Heavenly Father. And we know that we are weak, but thou art strong. And when we fall short, Father, we ask that you would just bless us, Heavenly Father, because we are often falling short. And then we ask, Heavenly Father, that's why we pray to you, Heavenly Father, asking that you would just strengthen us in those areas that we are in need of prayer. We pray for the sick and afflicted. We pray for those, Heavenly Father, who are lacking physical and spiritual food. Lord, Father, we pray for your chosen people in Israel. Lord, Father, we pray for all those that stand in the need of prayer. We pray, Lord, that you would bless this ministry, bless this blog talk, bless the hearers, Heavenly Father, and even those that wanted to hear and could not. We ask that we would be in agreement as we move forward in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Today our topic is prayer. The topic is prayer. And the topic is, we are praying for you. We are praying for you. And we decided to outline our prayer, our topic on prayer. And what we are doing here is most of this, of course, is being pulled out of the Bible, and it's being pulled out of, we are referencing other things as we move forward, and we are discussing those things. We just want you to know that it's not from our mouths. These are things that are being referenced, from the Bible. They are being referenced from other scholars who have written on the topic that we are addressing this evening. Amen. Our topic is prayer. And before we move into prayer, there are three things I would like to address. Number one is petition.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, unworthiness. Number three, an appeal to God's promises. Amen? So the three things we're going to be touching on, if you keep in mind, your petition, unworthiness, and an appeal to God's promises. So the first thing that we'd like to do is we'd like to talk about prayer. And before we can go anywhere, before we can move forward, we have to talk about the model prayer. The model prayer says that when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and in the street corners, and that they may be seen by others. Truly I say unto you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And the Father who sees in secret will reward you. The model prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forget, if you're looking at this with the model prayer, if forgiveness, this asking for forgiveness, the model prayer is asking for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're asking forgiveness, meaning that we are trespassing, we are walking, we are moving on a ground that God does not desire for us to walk on.
Mm-hmm.
And we are asking for forgiveness. Forgiveness for the things that we know and forgiveness for the things that we do not know. And we're also asking that we will not be led into temptation. That's another topic when we start talking about our humanly desires, the things that we want, the things that we, and of course we understand what all that is about, and we're not going to get too deep into that, but we are addressing God in prayer, addressing and petitioning God, a prayer to a God of gods, who features all religions. Now, we are not just the only religion that ask God or who go in prayer for God. All religions have prayer. All religions have prayer. But here, I'd like to bring your attention that we are not restricted, that many are not restricted to biblical teachings and some to the implications. Yeah, prayer. The classic definition of Christian prayer is an offering up for our desires unto God, for the things that are agreeable to his will in the name of Christ, and with confession of our sins and a thankful acknowledgement of his mercies. That comes from Westminster Shorter. Christian prayer is the end product of a long process and of a charge of development in God's relation to men as a survey of biblical data, biblical information that we have. Prayer. What is prayer to you? Minister says, He's made his definition of prayer. So my question is, what is prayer to you? Amen? Our mics are open.
Well, good evening. Prayer to me is everything. You know, the Bible says, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. So that meaning that when we pray and offer up supplication unto God, and that's what it says, through prayer and supplication, make our requests made known. We can't go nowhere or do anything. We should do nothing without prayer. And to me, prayer is my lifeline. It is my lifeline from God to me, from me to God. And nothing
Amen.
Should sever that lifeline. It
Amen.
Is my life. It is my life. Prayer is
Amen.
My life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Any other comments? Our mics are open. Our mics are open. Any more comments? What is prayer to you? Amen. You know, and I don't always take, you know, quietness as not wanting to say. Sometimes, oftentimes, We do get our brothers and sisters or men and women of God that come on, and they're looking to be fed rather than to feed.
Amen.
So we acknowledge that. We're in agreement for all things that are on. When I ask for comments, if the Lord speaks to you and it touches you on that topic or that particular word and statement, you know, where, you know, you would have something to share. Amen? So don't feel that when I do ask questions like that, that I am addressing you, and if no one says anything, that is meaning that no one really cares about what's happening. But I just want to see with you and the listeners, when you don't hear anyone else, that just means that some are looking to be fed, amen, and not to feed. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
As we move forward, we move on forward, and again, as we're talking about in terms of, we go into the Old Testament, when you look in the Old Testament, when we look in the Old Testament of the newly created man, the newly created man was made to fellowship with God, to walk with God. And as he walked with God, and of course we know who that was Adam. Sin brought this intimate, direct relationship. Nevertheless, when the Lord formed his gracious covenant, that was a gracious covenant that he made. He said that to Adam that he can walk the earth. Adam walked with all the animals, the lion, all those, anything that was a threat to man, God had Adam so that he was in relationship with him. He can walk to him and nothing would happen. Nothing would happen. And sin, that was the beginning of when sin was broken. That relationship, that covenant was broken. Now, when we move on, we look and there was a covenant. We move on, and there was a covenant with Abraham. In Genesis 15, the relationship between the covenant partners was also directed with Abraham. And with Abraham, there was a petition, at least, by comparison of what was to follow. Here's Abraham's prayer. Abraham prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis
15.
It was a striking combination of boldness and persistence. A little bit more about boldness and persistence as we move forward. But that was a striking combination of boldness and persistence and a recognition of his own smallness and inferiority compared to God. So, and I'm going to stop right there. There was a boldness. And there was a persistence. So why am I stopping there, meaning that when you are praying for someone and you are praying to God for someone who's sick, when you're praying to God for someone, you're intercessing on behalf of someone else. In Genesis, it's saying here that we must have a boldness, and a boldness meaning that we're going before God, see, and that's meaning that the veil was torn.
That's
right. The Old Testament, they had to go before another man to intercess to God. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, let me tell you something, that veil was broken. Now you can go to God. You don't have to have anyone to go on behalf of you. You don't have to have any type of animal sacrifice to go before God. You can go before God. And there must be a boldness and a persistence. But when we go to God, I need to break this understanding that when we go before God as a boldness, please understand it's not going to God saying, God, you better do this because
right.
I'm asking.
Amen.
You don't do this because I'm asking. What it's mm-hmm. meaning is saying a boldness that there was a smallness and inferiority compared to God.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that when we go before God, we're asking because we're expecting to receive.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go before God, we need to understand and that how far we are separated by sin. We are separated by sin. So that inferiority is that how we are before a great God that we're asking this prayer or we are petitioning this prayer to. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So that was when God prayed for Adam prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah. Why did he pray for Sodom and Gomorrah? Because there was so much sin going on.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much sin going on, and God was praying that they would be delivered, that they would change from their wicked ways. They would change and be able to understand what they was doing in the eyesight of God. That was his prayer, that they would change from their ways. The same can be said with Jacob. When Jacob was wrestling with the angel at the Peniel, that was in Genesis 32. And even then, Jacob, there was a boldness and a directness.
Mm-hmm.
There was a boldness and a directness. I won't let
go.
I won't mm-hmm. let go. That angel. I won't let go until you bless me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that bold or what?
Mm-hmm.
See, I will not let go until you bless me. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and that's how we should be with our petition. You know, go. And go to God and be persistent with it. You know, just don't pray one time there and not go back. I'm not saying go back in not having faith, but saying now, thank you, Lord, for answering this. Thank you, Lord. Keep reminding him. Keep going before him until that answer comes. Because that persistency, just like that woman that in the Bible where it talked about that woman that went to the king, and she kept going to the king. And the king after a while said, let me give this woman what, and I'm paraphrasing, let me just give this woman what she's asking for because she won't stop. And that's
mm-hmm.
what we need to do. We need to go with expectancy. No,
amen.
God is going to bless us. He's
amen.
Going to answer
amen.
Us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It comes from relationship.
Yes.
It comes from relationship because when you feel comfortable with someone, you can go with expectations
yes.
because you know them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And relationship
mm-hmm.
is where you know that you can trust them. So I have
mm-hmm.
Not only do I have the right, I have the comfortable asking. It's not even about right. It's
mm-hmm.
about relationship.
Yes.
People asking. I know
amen.
That the Lord do. Sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's wait. You know, it's never maybe. But there's always an answer. There's always an answer. And I can trust that even if the answer is no, that the Lord has my best interest at heart, that he knows where I'm going and where he wants me to go.
That's
and what
right there.
I, the mm-hmm. answer is no, I don't. I just have to mm-hmm. trust and love him enough to know that it's going to be okay.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Any more comments?
Amen.
I also believe, too, that you have to come boldly before him, too, with your prayer and your supplication, mm-hmm. and make it plain before him.
Amen.
And let him know, you know, what you're praying for and what you're asking for. So mm-hmm. I believe a boldness mm-hmm. must come before God
Amen.
In prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And
just
say
the scriptures. Say the word back.
Yeah.
Say the word. Just like as
Amen.
A child, Daddy, we were going to go get ice cream, Daddy. You know, pulling on Daddy's shirt tail over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, we can remember that. We remember
yes.
what you said. We quote that word back to him. Pray the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you said that no bone of the righteous would be broken. Lord, you
Amen.
Said that you would hear that you
mm-hmm.
would hear my cry in the wilderness. Lord, you
mm-hmm.
said. You
wow.
know, so and so and so and so. Pray it back. Lord, you know, the blood of Jesus was shed for my healing. Lord, I'm
mm-hmm.
petitioning you for healing
Amen.
Right now for the healing of my body. And pray
mm-hmm.
about that whatever the issue is. Say it.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Mm-hmm.
Against it.
Amen. And I love it. And it's not that we go boldly, but we don't go arrogantly. You know,
Absolutely.
We still have reverence, knowing
Absolutely.
That he is God, and he can
That's
do
right.
whatever he wants to do. And it is his good pleasure to do and give us the good pleasure of his wealth and his heart's desire for us.
Amen.
You know.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because, you know, and just jumping back to what Sister Suzanne was saying, too, you know, when the answer sometimes is no. I remember years ago I'm on compensation, and I was going to, the lawyers called, and I'm just going to give this testimony. Lawyers called, and they said, do you want a settlement? You know, we'll give you X amount for settlement. And at that time, I was in dire straits. And you know what? I was going to go and do it. But don't you know God didn't let that go through? And I'm glad that he didn't. Because if in fact it did, one thing about the Lord, he goes before us. He knows our end at the beginning. And he knows where the loophole or the pitfalls are or the wrong decisions that we're going to make. And I thank God that he covers us.
Amen.
He covers
Amen.
Us even in our anxiousness. And he settles
Amen.
Us back.
Amen.
You know, it was years after I said, wow, Lord, thank you. I'm glad you answered no. I'm glad
Amen.
It didn't go through. Because I was settling stupid. I was settling, and this I'll have for the rest of my life. And the rest of my
Amen.
Life is when Jesus comes.
Yeah.
Even though there's going to be other things, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God.
Amen.
That's just a little testimony.
Amen.
Yeah. God is good.
Hey, my internet, if you want to call in, is 347-237-4054. And we are just talking about prayer. We are praying
mm-hmm.
for you.
Yes.
Amen. You go on, it goes on to, you know, to say that biblical prayer is through the recognition of the distance between the Creator of human sin
mm-hmm.
and God's grace. The basis of a person's approach to God in prayer is never simply you're not going to pray in search for God, but you're going in prayer God, knowing that he's going to move for you and that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
There was a covenant between man, between God and humanity. There was a covenant. God made promises, and the promises were to help and deliverances on the basis of that covenant.
Mm-hmm.
It's the covenant relationship that gives us the warrant of prayer. Amen? It is that covenant relationship that gives us that warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can go to God for prayer because of that. As we talked about from the very beginning with Adam, sin broke out. But you know what? you know what? There was a covenant made. We were not, listen, we were not under destruction. We were not.
What happened? What happened?
We can go before him as children of God.
We're losing you, brother.
Yeah, we're losing him.
We're losing you.
You're losing me? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
With, you know, the mind.
Yeah.
But there is a covenant. There is a covenant. There is a covenant that we have, and because of that relationship that we have with God, that we can go to him because of that covenant. That covenant, and that covenant was that we would be delivered, that we would be delivered. Amen?
Right.
That the deliverance was based on God's covenant with humanity. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Prayer. What does prayer mean to you?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask what prayer means, prayer means to me communication with God, just some dialogue, talking with him, getting intimate with him when you go into prayer, because you when you go into prayer, you're also asking God to strip those things that's not like you, in you. So, you know, you. In other words, you're telling God, please take away these things that's not like you, that easily besets me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I take at prayer as an intimate thing with him, and getting to know him. Because when you're in prayer, you get to know him. Because you know what? When I'm in prayer, God speaks back.
Amen.
To me, while I'm in prayer,
mm-hmm.
so. And that gives me opportunity to get to know him even the more. So communication, prayer means to me.
Amen.
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 You know, and when you say that, I think about, you know, when we go before God, we're going before God because of his graciousness. We're going to him because of his graciousness. God has been good to you, and I know he's been good to me. I know he's been good to me. So knowing how gracious God has been and how he has watched over me this age that I am now, and he's still watching over me, that when I go before him, I go before him, I think about his goodness, I think about his grace, I think about his mercy. So when I think about all those things, I feel so calm. Now, we're having a background.
Jesus.
So when I think about that, I think about how small I am in relationship to God. How God is protecting me.
Yeah.
Coming in my way, God protected me. So when I go to God in prayer, I'm thinking of how small I am and how big he is.
Amen.
And if he's done that much to protect me, then I believe that when I go to him in prayer, he'll hear my prayer. He's going to hear my prayer. Amen. Think about the promises.
Amen.
When I want to go into Deuteronomy, when you go to Deuteronomy, we're talking about the law. Now, all of this is coming. When I'm pulling things, like as I said, I'm pulling from just books, and we're talking about Wheaton. But when we go in here, listen to this. If you pay attention to these laws, this is in Deuteronomy. If you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you, as he swore to your forefathers. Now, I'm talking to you. He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. I'm talking about your children and your children's children and your children's children after that. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the crops of your land, whatever it is that you're trying to do, he will bless it. Your grain, the new wine, and oil. Now, relate that to you. Now, we're talking about in Deuteronomy, we're talking about how God blessed then, but the God yesterday is the same today.
Amen.
The calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks and the land that he swore to your forefathers to give you. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor any of your livestock will be without young. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt. But he will keep on being who is you. Amen? Let me just say that again. But he will inflict on them all who hate you. Because of how God sees you in his eyesight, because of your walk with God, because of your covenant with God, and you are moving forward and walking forward with your covenant with God, your faith in God, let me tell you something, God recognizes that. And the worst thing that anybody can do to you is come against you because of how much he loves you. You must not destroy, you said, you must not destroy all the people of the Lord your God gives over you. Do not look on them with pity. Do not serve their gods, for they will be the snare of you. Now, he's talking to Moses during that time. Now, think about your day and your time. When God says to you, do not serve their gods. So when you are out there and you're with your friends and you know that everybody is saying or everybody in love with one particular thing, do not serve their gods, for that will be the snare of you. When I think snare, it's something that grips. You're walking, you know, you're walking past something and something grabs your clothing and you don't realize it grabs your clothing, and it tears, or you can't get away unless you can take it apart. Meaning that when you're walking out or you're getting caught up in situations where you see, it's saying, do not try to be like them. Do not try to be like them. If they are not serving God, if you're not following the ways of God, it's saying, because if you become a follower, they're to you. Amen? You may say to yourself, these nations are strong. Now let's take it to the day. You're looking at situations on your job. You're looking at situations in your community. You're looking at situations in your home, and you're feeling that everything that you're going through, even though that you're following God, you're saying everything that you're going through is stronger than you. Everything that you are dealing with in your life, your finances, your job, your disease, you're saying everything that you're going through is stronger than you. In other words, you know what? It's saying that, you know, in those situations that I'm in, that I can't handle it. But let me tell you something. God can.
Amen.
Whatever you're going through, God can handle it. Whatever you are going through, God can handle it. Let me tell you something, the promise of God. God said, I will bless the desires of your heart. But there's a few things that we have to do.
That's right.
Even in Deuteronomy, he's telling Moses what he has to do to say that you have all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Amen.
We are losing you, brother.
I will be mayor of you. That's going to be something that grabs you, that catches you, and you're not going to be able to get away. You're going to get caught up in it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Going on, talking about Deuteronomy, says, these nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out? Now, keep in mind, I'm in Deuteronomy, and I'm talking about Moses, and I'm talking about the situation then, and I want you to apply it to your life. How can I get out of this? How can I get out of this? How can I move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And this says, do not be afraid of them.
That's right.
God said, you must be afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
He says, remember, well, what the Lord has said, your God, he said, your God, in that time, there was Pharaoh, and to all of Egypt, you saw with your own miraculous signs and wonders, the mighty hand. God gave, listen, let me tell you something. God can get you out of any situation that you can, that you're in.
Amen.
God can take you out of that miry pit and raise you up to the top level of your job.
Amen.
God can take you from the bottom and raise you up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
The same God yesterday is the same God today. And that's why I'm bringing this to you.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that he did in Deuteronomy. And God wants to. Listen, let me tell you something. In the word of God, let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, God said greater things you will do. All those things that Jesus Christ did, he said, greater things, and I'm pointing to you. I'm pointing my finger to you. So I want you to see me with my finger pointed at you. Not the other person, but my finger is pointed at you. Greater things, man of God, woman of God, greater things you will do. Do not be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of those things that come against you. And I'm talking to myself also. Do not be afraid of those things that come against you, because no weapons that are formed against you shall prosper.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. He doesn't want you to walk around in fear. There's nothing on this earth that you and I, men and women, children of God, should be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say he's the same yesterday as he is today, let me tell you something. Don't just say it. Believe it.
Amen.
Don't walk the walk. Don't talk the talk, but walk
mm-hmm.
the walk.
Amen.
Walk into your destination. Move into your destination. Listen, let me tell you something. The land has already been claimed for you. Your territory has already been claimed for you. All you have to do is walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And that land is filled with milk and honey. Let me tell you something. The riches of everything that you can even desire. Anything above and beyond you can even think of, let me tell you something, God's got something better. He's got something richer for you. So So whatever you do, if you're feeling that everything is coming against you, if you're feeling that the weight is greater than anything that you can handle, I'm telling you, turn it over to God. And that's all he wants you to do. He wanted you to do that from the very beginning. I don't mean partially turn it over to him. I mean give it all over to him. And once you turn it on over to God, let me tell you something, man of God. Let me tell you something. If you're in that church and the pastor of the church, let God handle it. Don't look back at it. Don't look back at the past. Move forward into your destination. Move forward into the crown that has been set for you.
That's good.
The comments I made to focus on was a petition to God, how we are to petition to God. Number two is unworthiness. When we go before God, make sure when we
we're losing you.
With humility.
We're losing you.
Yes.
Losing you. Nothing but the enemy.
It really is.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
A good word.
The last is the appeal. We talk about one is petition.
Wow.
Petition before God. When we go before God, we go before God with humility. We go before God. We can go before God because there's a covenant, my brother. There is a covenant that God has made for you and for me. So we can go before God. We can go before God with boldness. But when we go before God not feeling or not that boldness. Don't understand, don't misunderstand that boldness. That boldness meaning that, you know what, we understand who God is. We understand the greatness of God. We understand how small we are in God's eyesight. We understand that. That's the boldness. We're going before him small and realizing that we're weak, but God is strong. But we're asking, and we're believing. That's that boldness. That's that petition. The unworthiness. I'm unworthy in God's eyesight. You know why? Because I sin daily.
That's right.
No one is perfect. No one is perfect. We all sin. We fall short before the glory of God. But hallelujah, God is not looking at us where we was. He's looking at where we're going.
Amen.
He wants us to move forward in our destination. Move forward, my brother, my sister. Move forward and claim the territory that God has given you. Move forward and claim it. Last we talk about an appeal to God's promises. We move, and as we're talking about it, in Exodus 7, 12 through 16, it says, we talk about this, and I'm just going, and again, I'm pulling things out of, you know, these are things that scholars have said, and I'm just bringing it to you. It says, having spoken the commands and the decrees of law, Moses urged his people to obey them.
That's the first thing. Moses urged his people to obey him. So in doing so, they could expect the covenant loyalty of the Lord in return. And all he wanted them to do was obey. And if they obeyed God, if they obeyed God, if they walked in the ways of God, they're saying, he's saying here that you can expect a covenant loyalty. What is a covenant? That's a relationship, meaning that, you know what, I'm not going to turn my back on you. I heard you when you was calling me. And guess what? I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your children and your children's children. But you have some things that you have to do. You have to do for me. There's a, listen, there's a covenant that God made with us, but also we have to have a covenant with God. And that covenant with God is that we are going to obey him. And this is what it says here. The people must obey them. For in doing so, they could expect the covenant loyalty of the Lord in return. The loyalty would be expressed in the multiplication of the population, abundance of crops and livestock, and fertility of man and beast. The promises were the contrast in the relative weakness and the smallness of Exodus generation, who were the fewest of all people. They were the fewest, and God multiplied them because of their obedience. In return, it's saying that he would also, that would also result in freedom from disease. Hallelujah. Freedom from disease. Israel had known in Egypt. Rather, they would be inflicted of their enemies. They would be inflicted on their enemies instead. What these diseases were is not clear, as he said. The Hebrew suggests only generic illnesses and weaknesses and debilitation that brings one low. Have you ever been there where you felt just, you were just so low? You just felt so depressed. You felt so down, to the point where you felt everything was going wrong. Have you been there? Whatever they were, that would be one thing of the past of God's faithful ones. In addition to the diseases of the Lord, he would bring upon the wicked nations of Israel, and that was to destroy them merciless and avoid worship of their gods. So in return, all I'm just saying to you is that just be obedient. And we talk about what God will do. Now I'm talking about what you are going to do.
Amen.
What you are going to do. Amen? We're praying for you. And before we get ready to go into our closing, I'm going to ask everyone under the sound of my voice, if you would take a minute before we close, and I'm sorry, these other two that I have online, my apology, I did not put your mic on. If you had something to say, I apologize. Sometimes I get so caught up in the word that I lose focus. So please, I apologize. But I'm going to ask,
all right,
as we come to a close, and our topic is, we are praying for you. We've already talked about the three things. Petition to God, go before God with boldness, but also go before God with smallness, knowing how great he is. If a child is so small, even a baby can ask with boldness, but they know who you are. You're the daddy or the mother. They know that. Amen?
Amen.
The second thing is unworthiness, knowing how unworthy we are before God. And the third is an appeal to God's promises. reminding God of his promises, reminding God of the covenant that he has with us. I'm going to ask everyone at this time, if you could, and if you're on your heart and we're saying we're praying for you, take a minute for a one-minute prayer before we go into our closing. Amen?
Amen.
And you can start off right now. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I guess I should have made that we're praying out loud. I guess I should have said, I wasn't clear. I wasn't clear enough. And name one person that's on your heart. The topic is we're praying for you. Name one person that's on your heart, and you're praying for that person, or however you want to go forward. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we acknowledge you for who you are.
Jesus.
We thank you for your greatness.
Yes.
And Father, we realize that we have a covenant with you. Lord, you said you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us. Father, I realize how weak we are, how small we are in your eyesight.
Yes, God.
And being this small, Father, one would probably ask, how can we ask someone so big, so great, to bless us, to bless others? How can we go become before you? But, Father, you gave us a promise. You made a promise with us. You made a covenant relationship with us. And you said that we can come before you. We can come before the throne of grace. And we thank you for that. And Father, we just bow down. We bow down, Father. We come with heavy hearts. We come, Father, with confused minds. Father, we come with wayward attitudes. Father, we come with sickness in our body. Father, we come lacking so many things, finances. But we thank you for knowing, Father, that we are weak, but thou are strong. And Father, we just thank you. We ask, Father, that you would minister to our smallest needs. Father, we ask that you would just come and see about us.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, Father, you know all those that are in need of prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Father, we ask that you would touch. We come in agreement.
Yes, Lord.
We know that your word says that where there are two or three sincere hearts that come together in your name, that you would be in the midst.
Yes.
And now, Father, we come with greater than three. We come with seven. We come with six. Lord, Father, we come standing, believing, and receiving, Father, that you are going to hear the cries of our hearts, that you are going to look into emptiness, Father, that no one can see.
Yes.
And you are going to come and see about us.
Yes.
And Lord, Father, we just ask that you would forgive us for our
yes.
sins.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive us, Father, the areas where we've fallen short. Forgive us, Father, when you asked us to move and we still stood still.
My God.
Forgive us, Father, when we didn't have that smile on our face when someone just looked at us. Forgive us, Father, for not having a word of encouragement when you sent them our way. Lord Father, you know all the areas we fall short. And then we ask, Father, Lord, that as we move forward by faith in the name of Jesus, that we would have no other God but you.
That you
would put you ahead of everything that we do, everything that we say, every thought that we have, that you in the forefront. And, Lord, Father, we promise you, Lord, that we'll do our best.
Yeah.
We know, Father, we're going to fall short because you know our hearts. You know how humanity is, but we thank you for being a forgiving God.
Yeah.
We thank you for loving us just as we are. And now, Father, we touch an agreement for all those that have lifted their prayers up. We touch an agreement, Father. We touch an agreement, Father, declaring and decreeing that all those things, Heavenly Father, that we come in agreement with, Father, will be manifested.
Yeah.
That we will see the fruits of our labor. Lord, Father, as we decrease, we pray that you would increase in our lives.
Yes.
And, Father, we just say thank you.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We say
thank
you, Lord.
Yes,
we just
thank
say
you,
thank you. We
thank
say
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for that man, Father, who's listening. We thank you for that woman who's listening. We
thank
you, Heavenly Father, for that person who has a burden that no one knows about. We thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord.
For those finances that have been shortened and they don't know how they're going to make it. We thank you for them. We thank you for their increase, Father. We thank you for that sickness that's within that body that has got them feeling so low that they don't know if they're going to make it. We thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
that's greater than any name that we can utter, even think of, or even imagine.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We don't have a lot of words to say, Father. We can just say, Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you for that name, Jesus. Being able to utter
Jesus.
It in our sleep.
Yes,
being able to utter
Jesus.
It when we are weak. Being able to utter it when we are weak. Being able to utter it when there's no one else around. We thank you for the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Now, Father, we just ask as we move forward, Lord, Father, we will move forward claiming the territory that you have given us.
Yes.
That you would increase the territory that you have given us. Father, we ask that in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we claim all those things that we spoke of, and even those that we have not spoke of, we claim them by faith. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We come saying thank you. We thank you for all the healers, those that's listening right now. We pray, Father, that everything, that something that was said that was embedded through that ear and goes, resonates to the heart, and is applied to their lives. Lord, Father, that their lives will never be the same because of Jesus. We thank you. And for those, Father, that know you, Lord, Father, we just pray for increase. We pray for increase. Lord, Father, we pray for abundance in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We just say thank you. Thank you. We declare it.
Thank you, Lord.
We decree it. We decree it right now because you have that made that covenant with us and you have given us the authority to be able to call on the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can come to you where there's nobody else around. We can come to you in our closet. We can come to you, Father, any place, any time. We can come to you and call on the name Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. And we promise you, Father, we will not serve any other God but you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we come in accord, all one agreement, and everyone we say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Bless your name, Lord God.
We know that the enemy is mad right now.
Yes, he is.
But we thank you for the name of Jesus.
Thank you for victory.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul, we're going to close out right now. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in at this time. And if there's anything that was said, anything that was done that was displeasing, we just ask that you will forgive us. Because all we're trying to do is just to be more fruitful, to spread the gospel. And we're not perfect, but we're trying to get there. We're trying to get there. With Jesus in the front, we're trying to get there. So we do thank you. Remember, we love you. For God loves you most.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.